Welcome to the Sting of Stang, conducted by the William Wallace of the American media. Alan Stang, exposing the propaganda pimps of the prostitute national press, from Rush Limbaugh to the communist broadcasting system, uncovering the conspiracy for world government, its tactics, its purposes, and its players, from George W. Bush, John McCain, and Hussein Obama on down. Now, here is author, patriot, raconteur, and bon vivant, Alan Stang.
Thank you. Thank you, Dick Fatherly, Billboard Magazine's Personality of the Year and member of the St. Louis Radio Hall of Fame. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen, across America and around the world. This is the Sting of Stang. I'm Alan Stang. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, recently in California, you had a vote on Election Day last month, Proposition 8. And what this was, it was another attempt by the people of California to express their views toward the absurdity of homosexual marriage. And again, they voted against it, as they had before. Of course, the courts and the faggots pay no attention to the vote. And this, by the way, is crucial, because the fact that the courts will nullify a vote by the sovereign people of California, which they've done before, has a powerful tendency to destroy faith in government, confidence in voting, because we're told, are we not? We are told falsely that we are a democracy, and we're told that the people rule, and that if you have a complaint, you go to the ballot box and you vote. Lately, though, it turns out that works only if you vote for what the conspiracy for world government wants. If you vote some other way, the courts lately have a habit of stepping in and nullifying what the people vote for. And of course, that can have only one effect. It can destroy the people's confidence in voting. I mean, after all, if you vote for something, what they tell you to do, and then they cancel your vote, after a while, however dumb you are, you're going to get the idea, well, voting is pointless. We have to do it some other way. All right, so now, again, not for the first time, again, the people of California express their will. They are opposed to homosexual marriage. And you will remember that after the vote, the faggots went berserk. Well, they were berserk to start with. They went into action using violence. You will remember that they attacked the 69-year-old woman who was holding a sign indicating she was for Proposition 8. That happened in Palm Springs, a faggot headquarters, Palm Springs, California. They figured out that the Mormon Church was opposed to homosexuality, so they've been terrorizing Mormon churches by sending envelopes containing white powder that purports to be anthrax. It hasn't been anthrax, but they've been trying to scare these Mormon churches with the receipt of these envelopes. So they figured out, finally, they are perfectly aware now that it is the churches, it's Christianity, that's preventing the full recognition of their sodomite activities. It's Christianity. So now comes the latest step. And the latest step is the current issue of Newsweek magazine, which we'll take a look at in just a few moments after we do some business. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Alan Stang.
Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that the conspiracy for world government is using, we discussed this many times in my magazine pieces, in one of my books, Not Holier Than Thou, the conspiracy for world government is using homosexuality as a weapon with which to wreck, to destroy our society, as preparation for their total takeover. Of course, if they ever should succeed in taking over, one of the first things they would do, of course, is to exterminate the faggots. Because you wouldn't want to leave something that putrid lying around if you expect to maintain some semblance of organization, of order. And so right now they are using homosexuality as a weapon against us. And that is why now, as a reaction to the vote in California in favor of Proposition 8, here comes Newsweek magazine. Newsweek, of course, part of the Washington Post complex. And here's the cover story, The Religious Case for Gay Marriage. It turns out that Christianity, Judaism, Christianity, you, I, all of us, have been wrong for 5,000 years. We've been mistaken. Scripture, it turns out, according to Newsweek, does endorse homosexuality and homosexual marriage. We didn't know that. We were too stupid, too naive, too ignorant to realize that. and we had to wait until Lisa Miller, the religion editor at Newsweek magazine, comes along with this cover story in the magazine explaining all of this. So my thought is, let's go first. Let's begin our examination of this subject by going to a reliable source. Let's go to Scripture and see what Scripture says about homosexuality. So, for example, if you go, there are too many places in Scripture that discuss this subject to get in just one broadcast. We're going just to do a few. Let's begin at Genesis 19:5-11. You'll remember that Lot, after separating from Abraham, Lot winds up in Sodom. He's living in Sodom with his family. A couple of angels come to visit Lot, and the Sodomites hear about these visitors at the home of Lot. They come to him, and starting out in Genesis 19 at verse 5, and they called unto Lot and said unto him, "Where are the men which came into thee this night? Bring them out unto us that we may know them." In other words, the Sodomites are telling Lot, "Bring out these men. We want to bugger them." And Lot went out at the door unto them and shut the door after him. He's standing in front of his door, shuts it behind him. He says, "I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold now, I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as is good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof." What would have to happen for you to bring out your two daughters and give them away to these Sodomites? What would have to happen for this would have to, for you to do that? You would be talking about something of divine importance. And of course, you are talking about that, because these two men that Lot is trying to protect are angels. Notice also, he says his daughters have not known man. His daughters have not known man, but they are married. They have husbands. So how could they have not known man if they have husbands? Their husbands are also faggots. The husbands of Lot's, in other words, Lot's sons-in-law, are queers. So the Sodomites reply. They say, "Stand back." And they said again, "This one fellow came into sojourn, and he will needs be a judge. Now will we deal worse with thee than with them." And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. They're mocking Lot. This man came here, he's pretending now to be a judge over us, and so they are physically threatening Lot. But the men put forth their hand, the angels put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house to them, and shut to the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. The visitors strike the Sodomites blind. Now, if you or I are struck blind, that now becomes the main concern that we have, doesn't it? That's the thing we concentrate on, our new blindness. These Sodomites are so insane, they don't stop. They pay no attention to their blindness. They are still trying blindly now to find the door to get inside Lot's house to bugger Lot's visitors. What does God do? God totally destroys the cities of the plain, Sodom, Gomorrah. Notice, by the way, archaeologists are constantly discovering proof of the historicity, of the historical accuracy of Scripture. The last discovery I remember reading about was they discovered parts of the Egyptian chariots going into the water at the Red Sea in pursuit of the children of Israel, they actually have discovered parts of the chariots. Then some years back, remember, they discovered the walls of Jericho, constantly making biblical discoveries in archaeology, the scientific proof of Scripture. As I understand it, however, the archaeologists still have not been able to nail down the exact sites of Sodom and Gomorrah. So thoroughly, so completely did God destroy the cities for this criminality. Compare that, by the way, to John 8. John 8, the woman taken in adultery. Remember what Jesus does there? Jesus is not Austin Powers. He doesn't tell the woman taken in adultery, hey, baby, whatever turns you on. He tells her it's a sin. It's wrong. He tells her not to do it anymore, to stop. But he lets her go. He releases her, saves her. In contradistinction, he utterly destroys Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen, that is just one example. God finds homosexual activity in Scripture so abhorrent, he mandates the death penalty for it. Leviticus 20:13. If a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, they shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them. 1 Kings 14:24. And there were also Sodomites in the land, and they did according to all the abominations of the nations which the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. 1 Kings 15:11-12. And Asa did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, as did David his father, and he took away the Sodomites out of the land. In other words, the Sodomites were kicked out of the country. They were deported. 2 Kings 23:7. King Josiah, and he brake down the houses of the Sodomites. Means is Asa didn't get all of the Sodomites. Some of them were left, so Josiah finishes the job. He breaks down the houses of the Sodomites. Isaiah 3:9. They declare their sin as Sodom. They hide it not. All right, now, those are just a few of the citations from Scripture, from the Old Testament. From beginning to end, ladies and gentlemen, this is the point here. From beginning to end, Scripture condemns homosexuality in the most vigorous, strenuous terms possible. God ordains death for it. This is not my idea. This is what Scripture tells us homosexuality adds up to. Now, what about the New Testament? We've concentrated here for just a few moments on what the Old Testament, just a few examples of what the Old Testament tells us about homosexuality. What does the New Testament tell us? Again, there's no difference whatsoever. There is a continuation, there's an exact continuation of what the Old Testament tells us on the subject in the New Testament. There's absolutely no difference. So, for example, if we go to Romans 1:26-28, now, of course, Romans, this is, we're talking about the Roman letter written by Paul. What does Paul say? I'm turning now to the Roman letter in my Bible. If you go to Romans 1, what does Paul tell us? We'll take a look in just a moment. Let's take a quick break and do some business. Stay with us.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Here again, Alan Stang.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, we're taking a look at what Scripture tells us about homosexuality. We've looked at the Old Testament. Let's dip into the New Testament, and let's go to Romans, the Roman letter, Romans 1, verses 26 to 28. This is Paul speaking, of course. He says, "For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient." Let's go to Jude. Jude, again, ladies and gentlemen, there are many examples of this. If you were doing this presentation, I'm sure you could come up with a raft of other examples in Scripture. There are so many from beginning to end. Jude 1:7, Jude 1:7, this is of course the next to last book in the Bible, even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. All right, now, there you have, ladies and gentlemen, a representative set of scripture verses about the subject, literally from the beginning of scripture to the end. Now here comes Newsweek magazine. Newsweek's religion editor, Lisa Miller. What does she say about all this? She calls them throwaway lines in a peculiar text given over to codes for living in the ancient Jewish world. This is how she dismisses everything I just read to you. I guess I better read that again. All of these verses I just read to you, according to Newsweek's religion editor, Lisa Miller, are, quote, throwaway lines. These are throwaway lines. Just that phrase is interesting, isn't it? Throwaway lines. I'm reading scripture to you. This is the word of God. This is not Alan Stang talking. This is the word of God. She's supposed to be the religion editor. These are throwaway lines in a peculiar text given over to codes for living in the ancient Jewish world. So the way she describes these verses, it sounds as if some weirdo back there, some Jewish nutcake, some Jewish nutcase decided to insert all of this into the scripture. It doesn't belong there, she would tell you. It's just that these are just odd sayings. We don't know how they got in there. They just throw away lines. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, leaving scripture for just a moment, remember Josephus, first century Jewish historian. By the way, Josephus is very interesting to read. If you get a copy of Josephus, I think you'd find it extremely interesting. He's a historian. He's a Jewish historian, the first century, just about contemporaneous with Jesus. And he says the obvious to his Roman readers. He's writing to Romans. He says the law of Moses recognizes only sexual intercourse that is according to nature, that which is with a woman. Imagine that. Again, Josephus, the law of Moses recognizes only sexual intercourse that is according to nature, that which is with a woman. But it abhors the intercourse of males with males, says Josephus. It abhors the intercourse of males with males. That's in the essay that you will find within the big volume of Josephus, the essay entitled Against Apion. Against Apion 2.199. 2.199. Now, again, returning to the Newsweek article, obviously what the Newsweek article is trying to do is to break down the Christian and the Judeo-Christian hostility from Scripture, deriving from Scripture toward homosexuality. They are trying to get you to give up Scripture and replace it with Newsweek magazine. What else does she say? She says, first, while the Bible and Jesus say many important things about love and family, neither explicitly defines marriage as between one man and one woman. Let's take another break. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Here again, Alan Stang.
Go to my website, ladies and gentlemen, alanstang.com, for information about the Eagle Research frequency balancing technology that we call electronic homeopathy, for a look at some of the remarkable things that it does that constantly amaze us when people report the results to us. For example, there at alanstang.com, if you click on the health button, you will see one of my magazine articles entitled Beating the Bed Bugs. This is the one about the lady who came to the Eagle Research booth at the Cancer Control Convention a couple of years ago at the Sheraton Universal Hotel in Hollyweird. And she told me that she had a horrible problem at home in her bedroom. It was totally infested with bed bugs. She couldn't get rid of them. She had called in the exterminator, could not get rid of them. They were like a cloud. They were so thick in her bedroom. This was the first day of the convention. I asked her to bring me a sample of the bed bugs. She did the second day. I made a remedy from the bed bug sample that she brought me using the Eagle Research Remedy Maker. The Remedy Maker is a very simple, economical electronic instrument that you use to liberate yourselves from the big pharmaceutical companies because you make your own remedies with it. And so I made a remedy for her right there at the show, at the booth, for the bed bugs. She took it home. The next and last day of the convention, she was back, and her very words were, "The bed bugs are gone." Later on, we did another little cleanup, but she said, "The bed bugs are gone." An incredible story, but that is what happened. You can read all about it there at the at my site, alanstang.com. That, of course, is the remedy maker that we're talking about. Just one of the frequency balancing instruments that the Eagle Research manufactures. Read all about it. Look at the pictures. If you have questions, which you probably will, get in touch with us. We'd be happy to answer them. It all starts at alanstang.com, my site. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Again, we're continuing to look at this Newsweek story, telling us that, hey, we've been wrong for 5,000 years. Lisa Miller, religion editor, she's discovered Scripture is in favor of sodomite marriage. Here's what she says. First, while the Bible and Jesus say many important things about love and family, neither explicitly defines marriage as between one man and one woman. Did you know that? Let's go to Mark 10. Mark 10, verses 6 to 9. Jesus says this, "But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife." Remember, Jesus already has identified his wife as a female. "And they twain shall be one flesh." So then they are no more twain, but one flesh. "What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder." Well, apparently, therefore, Jesus has a somewhat different idea about all this, somewhat different idea than Lisa Miller's idea. Which one of these authorities are you going to accept? My personal opinion, now I'm not forcing my religious views on you, you understand, ladies and gentlemen. We believe in complete religious liberty here, but I'm just giving you my personal view, is I'm tending to go with Jesus in this explanation, especially because I'm looking at my version here, and what I just read to you is in red. It's printed in red. That's the way they print what Jesus says. So I'm going to come down on the side of Jesus in this explanation. You may do as you wish, of course. She also says this, Lisa Miller, "Scripture gives us no good reason why gays and lesbians should not be civilly and religiously married, and a number of excellent reasons why they should." Again, totally ignoring all of the things, all of the verses of Scripture I just read to you from beginning to end. All right, now here comes another blooper. Lisa Miller, Newsweek magazine, she says, "The Anchor Bible Dictionary notes that nowhere in the Bible do its authors refer to sex between women." Nowhere in the Bible do its authors refer to sex between women. Is that so? Let's go back to Romans 1:26. I read that to you a few moments ago. Let's look at it again. "For this cause," this is Paul in the Roman letter, 1:26. "For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature." What's going on here? You know, it's one thing to state the facts and then you offer a different interpretation. That gives you something to debate about, something to argue about. But what we're looking at here, as you are seeing, I am sure by now, is a totally different situation. Here you're talking about an author, Lisa Miller, who is lying. Is it possible that this woman could be so stupid, so ignorant, that she doesn't know what Romans 1:26 says? If she's that dumb, how did she get to be the religion editor of Newsweek magazine, if she's that ignorant? No, I think, ladies and gentlemen, the more reasonable speculation is that she is just a liar. This is what they told her to say. The people who hate Christianity who run Newsweek magazine, and so she says it. She goes on, she says, a mature view of scriptural authority requires us, as we have in the past, to move beyond literalism. To move beyond literalism. In other words, again, as we have already seen, she doesn't believe what scripture says. How can you be the religion editor for a magazine if you don't believe what scripture says? By the way, you're probably wondering by now, is Lisa Miller a dyke herself? I don't know. It would be good to find that out. If anybody knows the answer to the question, please email me. Let me know. stangfeedback@gmail.com. She continues, the Bible was written for a world so unlike our own, it's impossible to apply its rules at face value to ours. Well, if you can't apply the rules of the Bible to our lives, what's the point of it? This is what she says. By the way, I'm reminded recently, El Presidente Jorge W. Bush, remember him? He did an interview in which he said he does not believe that the Bible is the literal truth. This is what he said in the interview. Would you born-again Christians out there who revere Bush, who worship Bush, would you take a moment to explain that, please? Back to Lisa Miller. She says this. What Jonathan and David did or did not do in privacy is perhaps best left to history and our own imaginations. Can you believe this woman? She is utterly disgusting. This is Lisa Miller I'm talking about. Yes, you, Lisa. You're a sorry excuse for a religion editor. Here's another blockbuster. Queen Esther. She's writing about Queen Esther. Queen Esther is married to a non-Jew and, according to legend, saves the Jewish people. According to legend? We're talking about scripture here. Is it true or isn't it true? You're perfectly free to believe that scripture is legend, that it's not true, that it's worthless. You can believe that. Many people do. But this is the religion editor of Newsweek magazine, ladies and gentlemen. She says that Esther, the book of Esther, is according to legend. But now, ladies and gentlemen, it continues to come apart. One of the experts, she quotes, Lisa Miller quotes, one of the experts she quotes for authority, you understand. She quotes some people in her essay, her Newsweek story, for authority, and one of them is a man named Arthur Waskow. Rabbi Arthur Waskow, he calls himself. Rabbi Arthur Waskow. He's one of her authorities. Now, there have been some comments, excellent comments, made by Christian commentators about this Newsweek cover story so far. Excellent comments. But I haven't found any of this in these comments about this authority of hers, Rabbi Arthur Waskow. Who is Arthur Waskow? In 1963, Arthur Waskow, along with Richard Barnett and Marcus Raskin, was a founder of the Institute for Policy Studies. He served as a resident fellow there for 14 years after founding the organization. What is the Institute for Policy Studies? It was financed to begin with by a grant from the Samuel Rubin Foundation. Samuel Rubin was a Soviet Bolshevik. He was the father of Coro Weiss, who headed the Samuel Rubin Foundation from its inception. Then he became the principal financier of the Institute for Policy Studies. Coro Weiss's husband, Peter, was chairman of the IPS Board of Trustees, also a member of the National Lawyers Guild and the National Emergency Civil Liberties Committee, both of them created as Communist Party fronts. The Weisses chose Richard Barnett and Marcus Raskin to direct the IPS after Arthur Waskow founded it. Throughout its history, IPS worked with agents of the Castro regime. The Institute for Policy Studies, Washington, D.C. headquarters, was a place for KGB agents, Soviet secret police agents from the nearby Soviet embassy to convene and to plot strategy. Coro Weiss, financier of IPS, regularly received Soviet secret police agents from the KGB, communist Sandinistas, Cuban intelligence agents from the DGI, the Directorate of General Intelligence in communist Cuba. Coro Weiss probably became best known for her role in the psychological warfare conducted against U.S. prisoners of war held in the Hanoi Hilton during the Vietnam War. In 2003, IPS, in conjunction with the National Organization for Women, made some of its Washington, D.C. office space available at no charge to the feminoid anti-war organization Code Pink. Financial support for IPS comes also from such foundations as the Ford Foundation. Remember, we're talking about an outfit where KGB Soviet secret police agents are lounging around plotting strategy. They're receiving financing from the Ford Foundation, the Ben and Jerry's Foundation, that's the ice cream, I guess, the Rockefeller Brothers Fund. How about that? The Rockefeller Brothers Fund financing this KGB group. The John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation. The Tides Foundation. The Tides Foundation, of course, is the outfit that the Kerrys, John Kerry and his multilingual wife are involved in. She pours a lot of money into the Tides Foundation, which in turn is using that money to finance this KGB front group, the Institute for Policy Studies. This is one of the authorities that Lisa Miller, religion editor of Newsweek magazine, cites in her article about how scripture, unknown to us all over 5,000 years, how scripture does, she says, actually endorse sodomite marriage. This is one of her authorities. There's another authority she quotes, still another one, Chloe Breyer. Chloe Breyer is somebody who poses as a clergywoman. She wears her collar on backward. Chloe Breyer, by the way, is the daughter of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer. Chloe Breyer is his daughter, which probably helps to explain a heck of a lot about Judge Breyer. Lisa Miller quotes this woman with her collar on backward, Chloe Breyer. She has a book. This is another authority, another Lisa Miller authority. She has a book, The Close, it's called. The Close. She says, many of the people I read about who call themselves Christians were protesting abortion clinics, organizing against gay rights, or embezzling their followers' donations. Not so subtle, is it? Notice, she's comparing people, Christians who protest against abortion and homosexual rights, she's comparing them to embezzlers who are embezzling church donations. Let's take another quick break. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with me.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth. 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Hi, this is Tommy John. I may not be pitching for the major leagues anymore, but that doesn't mean I don't like to stay active. But like you, I get those pesky joint pains that come with age. So I take GoFlex. GoFlex is the 1-2 punch to knock out pain. It has an FDA-approved cream to quickly relieve joint pain and a doctor-approved vitamin that will guard your mobility and flexibility. So if you're suffering from pains associated with arthritis or the aches that come with age, GoFlex will help you. I know firsthand what pain is like. Years ago, they did a surgery on my arm so famous that they named it after me, the Tommy John surgery. Today, I don't let joint pain slow me down, and neither should you. If you're suffering from minor aches and pains, even the kind associated with arthritis, try GoFlex, risk-free. Thanks to GoFlex, even at my age, I can still throw batting practice.
To order GoFlex risk-free, dial 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848. 800-362-5848.
Here again, Alan Stang.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at another of Lisa Miller's authorities, Chloe Breyer. Chloe Breyer, who poses as a clergywoman. She also goes to Rikers Island. Now, Rikers Island is an island in the East River. It's in New York City. And it's where they have the prisons. So if you're taken to jail in New York City, you could easily wind up on Rikers Island in one of the prison facilities. She goes there. Here is what she tells inmates. This is what she says herself. This is a quote. She says, "The more contradictions I point out in the Bible, the more the inmates decide there is no point in wasting their time with a religion that lacks answers," end quote. Now, I recognize, ladies and gentlemen, you find this difficult to believe. I share your difficulty. She's supposed to be a Christian cleric. She's wearing the habit. She's got her collar on backwards. She's supposed to be a Christian cleric. She goes to Rikers Island to talk to the inmates there and spends her time, she says, talking the inmates out of becoming Christians. She spends her time talking about how Christianity doesn't have answers. The more contradictions I point out in the Bible, the more the inmates decide there is no point in wasting their time with a religion that lacks answers. You know, most of these fraudulent clergymen, and of course there are a lot of them, Christianity is teeming with these phony clerics, they at least pretend to be endorsing Christianity while they are subverting it behind the scenes. Here, Chloe Breyer, Lisa Miller's authority, tells you right out what she's doing. Here's an article by Chloe Breyer. The title, this is December 22nd, 2005. The title, "What If Mary Wasn't a Virgin?" That's the title. She says, "At Christmas, Christians celebrate the birth of God's only Son. Some believers, however, wonder if Jesus Christ is God's Son only. The ancient illegitimacy tradition and its modern proponents propose that Jesus may have had a human father. That idea upsets one of the central mysteries of the Christian faith, the virgin conception." Oh, does it really? "But it's entirely in keeping with more essential tenets, Jesus' role as the Messiah and God's love for the poor and downtrodden." This is one of Lisa Miller's authorities. Well, if you don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God and God only, well, there's no problem. Go your way in peace, brother, but you are not a Christian. But here's this woman posing as a Christian cleric with her collar on backwards. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is another of Lisa Miller's authorities in this Newsweek story. And believe it or not, there's more, ladies and gentlemen. There is the statement that accompanies the article from John Meacham, the editor's desk. John Meacham, Newsweek editor. You know how in these magazines, the editor will do a little essay telling you what's in this particular issue of the magazine. That's what this is. Let's take a break. We'll take a look at what John Meacham has to say, and then we will go to the phones to see what you think. Let's do a little business. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
Hello, my name